Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Colossians chapter 4, we were talking about Paul's instructions to the Colossians to read the epistle in the church of Laodicea. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Paul rebuked those in many of these groups in Corinth. Notice what he says in 1 Corinthians 4:15. For though ye have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have ye not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel. Now God's design for the church age is for individual Christians in the church to bring souls to Christ and then bring them into the church. Understanding, sheep begat sheep. Now, in verse 16 of Colossians chapter 4, he says, and when this epistle is read among you, cause that it be read also in the church of the Laodiceans, and that ye likewise read the epistle from Laodicea. Now, I think that that is an interesting thing here when we read the word that is used here. Anagnoso is a Greek word. It is ana, which is emphatic. Gnoso means to know, to take knowledge of, to perceive accurately, to know by reading. And so when this epistle is read among you, cause it to be read also in the church of the Laodiceans, and likewise ye read the epistle from Laodicea. So we see that word read, and to know by reading. They read it. And they read it that they might know and understand what it meant. In Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 8, it says, so they read in the book of the law of God distinctly, and gave the sense, and caused them to understand the reading. We are living in the Laodicean church age today. There were seven churches written in Revelation chapter 2 and 3, and the seventh church age is the Laodicean church. I believe that we see a manifestation of that Laodicean church before the rapture, and I believe that we're seeing that today. You see, it is important that in this age today, and especially if you believe the rapture is near, I think that it's very important that we pay attention to books like Colossians, Ephesians, Philippians, Philemon. We have Christians today that are occupied with his coming, but they're not occupying till he comes. They're not out soul winning. They're not faithful to God's house. They're not daily walking with God. Every new computer, every new news event, every new war, every earthquake, or whatever happens will spawn 100 more Bible prophecy lectures. Now let me make you understand. I preach prophecy. In my church, I've been pastor for 17 years. I've preached completely through the book of Revelation on two occasions. One occasion taking almost 2 years. I've preached completely through the book of Daniel, through 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. I also have more sermons on the subjects of eschatology, which is the doctrine of final things or of last things. I have more sermons on that than I do on almost any other subject. But these are things that we're reading about here in Colossians that we need to be occupied with in this age, beginning with the doctrine of Christ. Now, look at the description of many churches in the time before the rapture. And unto the angel, it says in Revelation 3:14, and unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. So one thing we know about the last days church, it'll be a lukewarm church. It's not abandoned Christ, but it hasn't abandoned the world either. And he says, because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing. You see, it's all materialistic. And he says, knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Oh, they're increased with goods. We have numbers. We have a growing church. We've got great buildings. And he says, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed. In other words, purity, righteousness, holiness, that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous therefore and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. Now, when a person is neither cold nor hot, they're lukewarm. Now, that doesn't describe Demas. Demas forsook. He become cold. It's not these early church members who took God's command seriously and took it upon themselves to personally propagate the gospel and help those missionaries to get it out on the foreign fields. But rather, these that are in the middle, they're not forsaking God's house, but they're not spreading the gospel. You see, there was no sense of need. They said, I have need of nothing. Souls are unsaved. Churches could have buses, but there's no drivers to drive the buses, or monitors to work on buses, or people to go out and visit homes to try to bring kids in. And here you have children growing up in your communities that are not only going to go to hell, but they're going to be robbing, and they're going to be beating, and they're going to be raping, and they're going to be doing other things. And we're going to say, oh, how, what a bad educational system we have, what bad parents they had. And we don't ever think about what bad Christians we have, because we didn't have a heart that had enough love in it to go out and seek to knock on those doors and win those souls to Christ. We need a burden for souls instead of this worldliness that so prevails in the church. Oh, yes, they've got rock music. They've got donuts and coffee and what have you. But you know what's going to happen in a few years? There's going to be other places that are going to be family entertainment that are going to provide more fun and more excitement. And they'll just leave the church. And they'll no longer go to those places. This early church, these people called was, they were self-sufficient, which made them inefficient for the cause of Christ. And I say at Colossus, I should say at Laodicea. As in Colossus, the Nicolaitans, there were those who were wanting others to be accountable to them, so that they could exalt themselves as spiritual lords over them. Now remember, your main promise keeper is Jesus Christ. It's not a man. And the intimate sharer of your heart is your wife or your husband, but primarily Jesus Christ. Not some person in the church that wants to lord over you. Aren't you glad that the person who won you to Christ did not have that lukewarm attitude? There were Christians who really did not have a personal relationship to Christ outside the fact of their salvation. At this church in Laodicea, spoken of in Revelation 3. And the Lord says to them, if any man will open the door, I'll come in. He's not speaking to unsaved. He's speaking to Christians. You see, they weren't reading in the Word. They weren't meditating in the Word. Therefore, they weren't growing in the Word. They were not obeying the Word. They had their heart set on the increase of the things the world enjoys. They had entered into the door of the visible church, but they'd kept closed the door to the church's Lord. It seems to emphasize to us how watchful we should be as Christians and as a church to heed the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, who said in his earthly ministry, "The cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust or desire of other things entering in choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful." And how many have allowed, whether it was family, whether it was material things, or whether it was power, position, popularity, what have you, and they have compromised the word, they've cut back on sharing the witness of the word, that they might have these things. And now the word is unfruitful. And the Lord stands at their heart's door wanting to come in and sup with them. Please don't be cold, but even worse, don't be lukewarm. Let us catch fire for Christ. I think of Jeremiah in Jeremiah chapter 20, verses 8 and 9, where he says, "For since I spake, I cried out. I cried violence and spoil, because the word of the Lord was made a reproach unto me and a derision daily. Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in mine heart, as a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay." Well, Jeremiah says, I'm not going to preach anymore. All it does is bring me reproach. It brings me troubles. It brings me trials. So I just said, I'm not going to preach. But he said it was in my bones like a burning fire. He just had to let it rip. I mean, he just had to preach it. I like that passage, and that's the way it ought to be. Do we meditate daily in God's word to the point that it burns within us, and we've got to share it with someone? Revival. Oh, they come to our churches. And we have a great revival meeting, and people go forward, and you go forward, and you make decisions. And then so soon are you turned away. And you blame it on your pastor because he just cannot preach like that evangelist. Don't blame others for your failures as a Christian. You made a decision. You meant it. Who hath bewitched you and beguiled you that you no longer follow that sacred covenant that you entered into with God? And my friend, it is the height of cowardice to blame a preacher, another Christian, for your getting away from God.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.